Thriver. Welcome to the Thriving Equine Professional, the podcast for you. Are you curious about careers in the equine industry? Wondering how to make connections that matter? Maybe you're feeling frustrated or stuck. I'm Jody Lynch Findlay, founder of Jody Speaks Life. And inside this podcast, we share inspiring stories, proven strategies, and life lessons from industry leaders. We build your career confidence and uncover the advice you may not know you need. So if you're ready to grow your career and thrive in a job that you are passionate about, you're in the right place. Let's grow. Happy Thursday, Thrivers. Welcome back to this episode of the Thriving Equine Professional. If you are listening on published day here, Thursday, the 25th of April, our last Thursday in April, then it is a very exciting Thursday in Central Kentucky. It is the opening day of the Defender Kentucky 3-day event. So if any of you are going to be in town this weekend visiting for the 3-day, please send me a message. I would love to meet up with you. It is literally my favorite weekend all year for all things horse and equine. I love to see friends that I don't get to see often enough and make new friends and see all of the athletes, both human and horse, as well as checking out the shopping in the Trade Village. So let me know if you're here. I would love to see you. With that, today's episode is all about discipline. Don't turn me off. Stay with me here. Because this is fun. It will be a fun little conversation. Last week we talked about curiosity, and this is the second ingredient I have to thriving communication to build a thriving career. And so let's talk about the what, the why, and the how of discipline and why this matters. Because oftentimes this is something that, quite frankly, you haven't really given a great deal of thought to. And so why should we? What does it really matter? And so let's start with the what is discipline. Discipline is doing hard things, period, right? Discipline is doing hard things. Think back to your childhood. Think about how you were disciplined, what your opinion is in today's world of discipline. I think we could probably start a riot if we put 4 or 5 generations of leaders in a room and ask them all that question from the perspective of different generations, right? To talk a little bit about discipline and the importance of it. But discipline, bottom line, is doing hard things. And so how did you learn how to self-discipline as you have grown into the person that you are today? One of my favorite authors, you know, who talks a lot about the science behind discipline, she wrote that book Grit that I've talked about and referenced a couple times this year. And, you know, when we define discipline as doing hard things, it is also defined as the currency of confidence. So think about that. Is this your currency of confidence? And so when we define it as doing hard things, you've heard me say before that doing hard things makes life simpler. And therefore, if we are doing hard things, we are building our confidence. So I thought that was just a great way to establish the definition of discipline and why it's important. So think about your why. And to me, again, I will simplify this. You are listening to the Thriving Equine Professional in order to thrive, right? That you want to continue living inspired, fulfilled, and empowered by creating a thriving career. And in order to do that, I continue to challenge each of us to be a better, insert your name here, for me to be a better Jody today than I was yesterday. So, you know, say that to yourself right now is, am I being a better Sarah or Jenny or whoever? Like, put your name in there. Am I a better Jody today than I was yesterday? It will often come down to discipline, how we are choosing to discipline ourselves. And so if that's the what and the why, then, all right, then it gets a little more complicated. How, Jody, how do we really think about and redefine and work on our own discipline? And so I love to bring it back to my obsession with DISC, you know, our own behaviors. And so that's really focused on self-awareness. What are you motivated by? What are you motivated by? And what are you stressed by? So think about that for a second. You know, when I really think about what I like to do and how I like to work, and I know that I am motivated by action. I'm motivated by getting results. I'm motivated by generating enthusiasm. What about you? Are you motivated by an active and fast-paced environment, or do you prefer a calm and moderate-paced environment? Are you motivated by being logic-focused, or are you more motivated by being people-focused? Are you motivated by questioning other people in the environment that you're in, or are you motivated more by accepting what is going on around you? These are just a couple of questions that we ask ourselves so that we have some idea of the things that motivate us in our everyday environment, and then we need to recognize the things that stress us out. So for instance, I always give you these good examples. If you don't know me well enough by now, let me tell you the one thing that stresses me out the most: rules. I don't really like rules. And so I am a little bit more stressed out by a very strict environment of rules. I am stressed by a slower pace. I want to get things done. I am stressed by a lack of control over what's going on around me. I prefer to be very much in control. I am stressed by maybe working with a group of people that are fairly indecisive. I like to make decisions and move on. So I want you to think about things like that and understand that the more we understand ourselves in regard to our self-awareness, that is where our discipline comes from. What do I need to understand about myself in order to discipline myself in the right ways? And so what does that mean? I always pick listening, right? We've talked about that before. That was the one opportunity that I felt I needed to improve my discipline. And so I've worked on that so long in my career that it's actually really truly become an asset of mine and has a great deal to do with some of the success that I have today in and around my life and my career. And so what are the things that you need discipline on? Let me throw one out that I think we all need discipline on: distractions. We have got to acknowledge the distractions that are taking over our lives today. And so for me, that's one that I'm consciously working on now. How do I increase my discipline around the distractions around me? And acknowledging what that looks like and working to discipline myself enough to remove some of those distractions as needed. So as an example, I think that time blocking, fairly new concept for me in the past couple of years, is a discipline that I am working hard to do, because let's face it, I can be a little bit of a, oh, squirrel, and I'm going in different directions. And I think that, you know, really understanding that my productivity and my ability to thrive and to be confident and to continue moving forward in my business and this podcast and my speaking, it comes down to me really making the best use of my time. And so one of the techniques that I read about that I'm going to share with you all, I thought was brilliant, and some of you may know about this, but it's called the Pomodoro technique, where we are teaching students now to work very diligently and disciplined, there's that word, disciplined, for 25 minutes, and then take a 5-minute break, which is the Pomodoro, after four Pomodoros, then we take a longer 20-minute break. So what we're doing in that is we are disciplining ourselves to get things done without distraction. And so right now, my phone is in do not disturb mode. So I have removed that distraction. It is our ability to procrastinate less in order to be more actionable in what we're doing. It is our ability to start small in the things that we want to accomplish. And then we eliminate the distractions. And then we're able to practice what we're doing, whether it's the Pomodoro technique for time blocking to get more done, whether we are working to be a better listener. It goes back to a story that I, you know, think of often when I really established my professional discipline, and that was when I was milking cows in college. And getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning in order to milk cows at 4:30 while in college wasn't exactly the most college-friendly schedule. We'll say it that way, right? But my ability to be accountable to myself and to the people who were counting on me, not to mention the animals that were counting on me, was a self-discipline. It was a choice that I made. And so discipline is a choice that we make. And it is often a choice to do hard things despite not wanting to do them at that moment. It is doing hard things whether we are bored or frustrated or tired or whatever word we want to insert there. We are making a conscious decision to do something that will make us better in the future. It is you putting your future self first. That is what creates empowerment. And it is creating action without the motivation. We all think we should be motivated to do everything we're supposed to be doing. I don't feel like doing that. Well, sometimes we just got to do things we don't feel like doing. And that is what leads us to greater fulfillment. It is a choice that we make to put our future self first and create action, whether we are motivated, bored, frustrated, doesn't matter. So I think really understanding the importance of discipline and how that fits in your life is really key to up-leveling, if you will, the who you are and the brand that you're building as a thriving professional. And so what are the steps, Jody? Like, where do I start if I really want to dive into this discipline as it relates to who I am and how it can help me grow my career? I mean, we can have discipline around a lot of things. And I think understanding where you need discipline is the first step. Some of us need more discipline than others in certain areas. I'll tell you where I need more discipline in my life. It is exercise. You know, how many of us can say that? I can be amazingly disciplined at getting up and getting out of bed and putting my feet on the ground and being super productive at 5:30 in the morning. And I was outside this morning having a conversation with this beautiful moon. But let me tell you, when it comes to really doing a workout and Jody getting stronger, which is one of my goals, I am not very disciplined. I probably need to put these steps into practice. But step number one is me acknowledging, because I know myself and I have learned enough about myself, it is acknowledging that that's the space that I don't have a great deal of discipline. And so when we put our efforts into learning about ourselves through something like DISC or Clifton Strengths or whatever that is, it's acknowledging those areas in which we want to see a different future self. Okay, so again, I repeat that. We want to see a different future self. And so then I think step number two, I believe the most important step next is, where's your accountability team? Is it one person? Is it three people? Who are your champions? You know, I love that word. So the accountability team that comes with that. I hate to work out. I'll say that, right? Like, I would rather go back to when I was in college milking cows and riding horses and working at the feed store. I was in the best shape of my life. Can I just get back to physical activity? Well, if I was doing that much physical activity, it might mean that I wasn't sitting here recording this podcast for you talking about discipline. So, you know, again, we make these trade-offs in our lives. We have different priorities and different ways in which we want to grow. And I love being your thriving equine professional podcaster. So I'm going to keep doing this for the time being. So who do you need around you to support your efforts to be disciplined in whatever specific area you choose? I need accountability partners because, again, we go back to what am I motivated by? I am motivated by results. I'm not going to get them by not working out, but I also need social. I love to be around people, and so it is not my favorite to work out by myself. It's also not my favorite to work out if it's cold or any long list of excuses that I can make up. But I will tell you that excuses make today easy and tomorrow hard. So I'll repeat that. Excuses make today easy and tomorrow hard. That is why we need discipline, because discipline makes today hard, but tomorrow easy. So think about that, right? Excuses make today easy and tomorrow hard, while discipline makes today hard and tomorrow easy. All right, so we've learned about ourselves. We've taken some time to acknowledge where we need greater discipline in our life. Is it personal, like physical activity for Jody? Is it professional? I need to be a better listener. Whatever it is, you can make those discoveries, and then you need some actual accountability. So find the people who are going to hold you to a higher standard. They are going to ask you the question, how's your workout? Did you get it in today? What's your goal? Is it weight loss? Is it greater strength? What is it? Are you trying to go run a 5K, 10K? Doesn't matter what it is, but you want accountability partners who are going to hold you accountable. Not just friends that are like, oh, you're fine. Let's go. Like, let's go grab a pizza and beer. We're good. You can work out tomorrow. Once in a while, that's okay, but it does not support our efforts of discipline in order to become a better Jody than I was yesterday. All right. So number one, you're learning. Number two, you've got an accountability team. Number three, friends, we have got to acknowledge these distractions. We talked about it. My phone is over here on Do Not Disturb. I am using that more and more, but we are total squirrels in today's world. And we have got to turn some of these notifications and alerts and buzzes and snaps and chats and talks and ticks, all the things, we've got to turn them off. And so I really do believe that the more willing we are to become present again, put down our devices and become present. Multitasking is not an award. And our ability to be present and look at people in the eye and have a conversation with them, to leave our phone in the other room, to turn our phone off, whatever that looks like. The other thing I'm about to do is go buy like an old school alarm clock, and that maybe then I will just leave my phone in a different room. But again, that's a discussion for another day. Acknowledge your distractions. How addicted are you to devices and distractions? Acknowledge them and work to at least decrease, if not eliminate, some of those distractions in your life. That's number three. Number four is, folks, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Start small. We have to start small. Don't expect you to make some sort of major life changes all at one time. So I will encourage you to organize it in a way that you are able to see small steps and hit small goals along the way, and that you're sharing that with those accountability partners or that accountability team so that they also can acknowledge and celebrate little wins along the way and obviously support us through the challenges or the setbacks or the failures that will happen. So start small and stay small. This is, it's something that we all need to learn, that we are faced with all of these comparisons out here of what we should be. And so we want to take these giant leaps of knowledge and work and career and title and promotion. And it doesn't have to be that way. Just start small and focus on who you are as an individual. And finally, guys, we got to practice. You know, so we can learn and we can have accountability partners and we can eliminate distractions and we can start small, but then we've just got to do it. We've got to practice what we are trying to discipline ourselves to do. And, you know, I mean, this podcast is a great example for me. Who knew? And it's been almost a year as we get into the middle of May, which is my birthday month. And we get to 1 year of this podcast. This has been a true labor of love. I have learned so much, but it has required great discipline. You know, there are times that I have not planned as far ahead as maybe I should, or times that, you know, a guest is changing the schedule and I thought I was going to plug them in on this date and I need to move that and I need to move something else around. Whatever that looks like, I've had to really practice my discipline in planning this podcast and scheduling guests and learning all the things that we want to get into, learning all of the things associated with this. But I say all of that to say that, as a reminder, discipline is the currency of confidence. And so doing these hard things is what does make us better today than we were yesterday. And I will repeat a quote from John Maxwell that I recently read, is that motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. Oh, I love that. You know, I love to say, let's grow. So that's the goal. We are growing into a just bigger, bolder, more confident version of ourselves than we were yesterday. And so we all love to talk about motivation, and it's a word that makes us feel good. And we want to be motivated. We want to be motivated to do new and different things and motivated to travel and try a new job. But when it really comes down to it, discipline is not maybe what gets us going, but it is indeed what keeps us growing. So I will say that, you know, mastering yourself through discipline is a true superpower. And again, to finish up on the science behind self-discipline, which I will also say aligns with grit from the author that I love that book, Grit by Angela Duckworth. But the science behind self-discipline shows what a tremendous effect having self-discipline has on so many aspects of our life. And again, it's our health, it's our satisfaction with the work that we do, it's our money management. That one was a shocker to me. I didn't even think about that. Our ability to manage money, our emotional regulation, so our emotional health in addition to our physical health, and then time management. And so all of these things are the benefits and the outcomes of greater self-discipline. But when we come back to it, I will remind you that discipline is doing hard things. We do hard things in order to live inspired, fulfilled, and empowered, which is thriving. And how do we do it? We define what it looks like for each of us by learning about ourselves and where we need greater discipline, where we want greater discipline. And then we identify our accountability partners, team, champions, whatever that looks like to you. We decide to reduce and eliminate some of the distractions that are just running so rampant in and around our lives today. And then we do it. We start small and we keep practicing. And so those are your five steps. Learn what you need discipline in and around. identify your accountability champions, reduce and eliminate distraction, start small, and practice, practice, practice. So for me, I will continue to be more disciplined in my listening and my being present, and I might even become better disciplined in my physical health by weights and working out. It's on my list. I'm working on it. Maybe some of you out there can be my accountability partner for that. Friends, I hope that this message blesses you and inspires you to define discipline and what that means for you. And it takes you to the next level of who you are meant to be. And so with that, I'm wishing you an amazing day. Don't forget, if you're in Kentucky for the 3-day, please send me a message. Go to the website, www.jodyspeakslife.com. You can send me a message from the website or holler at me on LinkedIn, whatever that looks like. I would love to meet you, say hello. I will be out there in and out most of the weekend. So have an awesome day. I'll see you back here same time next week. Cheers. Hey, Thriver. I hope this episode inspired and empowered you to keep growing. If so, I'd be so grateful if you hit that share button and send it to your tribe so they can thrive too. And while you're there, please leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts so everyone can find the show. I love to know what keeps you listening, especially if I'm at the barn with you. I'll meet you back here same time next week. Cheers, Jody.